The 53-year-old Healy One power plant is Golden Valley's cheapest and most reliable source of electricity. That's why Allison Carter and Rick Soley both say the decision on whether to keep the plant operating may be one of the most important they'd make if elected to the board. And they agree the decision should be based on two major factors.
Impact on rates. Impact on reliability.
Carter says she's keeping an open mind on the Healy One upgrade. She wants to hear all sides of the issue and use her experience as a retired certified public accountant and financial analyst in deciding whether the board should go ahead with it or shut the plant down. Soley's a businessman and consultant, and he says he's inclined to keep it operational.
But actually, as long as it's maintained, it can run virtually forever.
That may be, but Golden Valley also will have to upgrade its emissions control system to comply with a 2012 agreement with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The consent decree requires Golden Valley to install a pollution control system on the power plant and then decide by the end of 2022 whether to upgrade that for a more efficient system.
I think if we can find a cost-effective solution to meeting the environmental requirements, for Healy One, we should do that.
Golden Valley senior management has estimated the so-called selective catalytic reduction system would cost somewhere between $30 to $50 million.
It's a significant amount of money, and the ratepayers deserve some hard analysis on that.
We need to know how much the upgrade is going to cost, what will it do to the efficiency of the plant, what's the useful life remaining on this 50-year-old plant.
Carter says the board needs answers to those questions, along with an analysis of the trade-offs involved in going ahead with the upgrade instead of paying for other important needs.
Every time you invest in a major project that way, you're choosing to not use that money for something else.
Carter says she hopes a Golden Valley study on the Healy One issue will address the consequences of shutting down the 28-megawatt power plant and identify alternative sources of power. Soley hopes that won't be necessary. He's optimistic that Golden Valley will convince EPA to allow the co-op to use a cheaper emissions control system that's still in development, and he hopes the co-op can get EPA to grant a 6-year extension to study other technologies.
An extension, frankly, would allow for technological advancements to potentially improve options for that Healy One plant as well.
Carter says she's hopeful that another study being conducted by UAF's Alaska Center for Energy and Power, or ASAP, might offer some alternatives the Golden Valley Board might want to consider.
I would want to hear their report and see what other new technologies that could be available soon.
Carter says the ASAP study also could help Golden Valley meet its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 26% within the next 10 years. Soley says he believes the carbon reduction goal isn't as important as keeping ratepayers' bills from increasing.
Golden Valley has the highest electric rates in the state right now. And so we need to be very careful about pushing a new agenda onto the ratepayers that adds cost.
Carter says she's also focused on keeping members' rates low. She says she knows firsthand how important that is, both through her service on Golden Valley's Member Advisory Committee and her job as an attorney for domestic violence victims.
A huge percentage of our population just simply cannot afford to pay their rent and pay their electric bill and put food on the table.
Voting for the District 3 board seat and two others up for election this year will end at 5 p.m. Tuesday, and the winners will be announced during the board's June 22nd meeting. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.